Hello, everybody. We still have people with us. Languid bodies scattered all over. I would invite you to come closer, come to the fire, come to the campfire in the ancient storytelling practice in the cave. Or just stay where you are, also perfectly fine. Before we kick off with our Reclaim Club Culture session, falling on the heels of Ravolutions, so for those of you who was here for the previous session, and I get a show of hands? All right, we got a few people here, following the thread, hardcore Ravolution fans, political club culture people. All right, and then there's the rest of you. So I'm gonna ask you, why do you rave? This is a very simple question, and I would like some very simple answers. What is it that brings you to places like this? Any volunteers? And then if not, I'm gonna have to pick on people. And that never gets good. Also, people having conversations while we're starting the session, you can take your conversation somewhere else or forever hold your peace over here with a lovely outfit. Why do you rave, sir?
I can only say acid communism right now.
Acid communism, all right. That's not a bad answer. I would ask you to develop it further, but I'll take acid communism. Why do you rave?
I love to dance.
Yeah, okay, there's no wrong answer here. This is a very personal decision, like, or reason. Can I get a show of hands? Is anybody really passionate about rave culture here, or are you all just like tourists? Okay, I got some moves. All right, okay. I'm coming to you. Now you gotta let me know. All right.
Because it's fun and because it means loss of control in a like uncontrollable space.
Lots of control in an uncontrollable space. Yes, loss of control in a controllable space. This gentleman has been thinking about why he raves. Anybody else put thought in it? Okay, now we're getting people responding. Yeah.
For me, raving is, it puts me in a state of mind which is like very interesting, like, yeah.
It definitely does. It's one of the reasons why I do it.
I like to expand my consciousness and to dive into deeper dimensions of reality.
Expand my consciousness and dive into deeper levels of reality. These are good answers. I mean, I liked acid communism as well, but we're getting more textured. Anybody else? Let's get the energy up a little bit. I know everybody's dying and they're on their come down. It's like day three, so trust me, my come down is being tended to chemically. So anybody else? Why do you rave?
A lot of bass that shakes my body.
Bass that shakes my body, said Barry White. All right, so I just wanted to get you to thinking about why you do what you do. And there are some people here that we have with us today that have put a lot of thought into what club culture could be. And we're gonna show a short film that we're gonna kick off now. And I'm being told to move into position.
It's about 50,000, we guess.
Reclaim Club Culture. Wir sind ein Zusammenschluss von Clubs, Aktivisten, Festivals, Veranstaltungskollektiven, die sich eine emanzipatorische Politik zur Aufgabe gemacht haben. Das heißt, wir versuchen das, was wir machen, Nachtleben, Partyleben, besser zu denken und nun auch darüber hinaus wirksam zu werden.
Wir waren eine antifaschistische Jugend. Die haben die ganze Zeit ihre Parolen gesagt zum Beispiel.
Und das finde ich toll. Also es gibt viele Menschen aus unterschiedlichen Bündnissen, sind sie auch hier gelaufen. Menschen, die ich auch aus unterschiedlichsten Zusammenhängen kenne, sind auch hier gelaufen. Und das ist eine sehr, sehr gemischte Gruppe, die wir hier haben.
Wir sind lesbisch. Wir sind trans. Wir sind People of Color. Wir sind Romnia. Wir sind queer. Wir sind bisexuell. Wir sind gay, schwul und hetero. Wir sind Berlinerinnen. Wir sind Feministinnen. Wir sind Female Pressure. Wir sind alt. Wir sind jung. Wir sind links. Wir sind divers. Vielfältig. Wir sind viel. Mit den Begriffen Deutschland und Leitung im Kern ihres Kulturverständnisses benannt. Wenn die AfD Kultur sagt, meint sie nur Deutschland. Dessen sogenannte Leitkultur will sie bewahren und beschützen, denn sie sieht sich von unserer toleranten Kultur bedroht.
Some excitement, please. What the hell? Come on, people. That was insane.
last bit of excitement and energy you have left. Come on.
All right. So, thank you for the video. This is a special session, as you can feel already. And I want to say that it's also special because it will be in English. There will be German people speaking to mostly German people in English. And thank you for doing this. And I see this as a possibility because also this video will go online for this work to come out in the world, to really be able to speak to people that don't know about the demonstrations, don't know about what's happening in Berlin. And so thank you for staying with us through this English-spoken interview. And so we already come from a panel where we discussed what is the potential of club culture and festival culture to reach social and political change. We spoke with people from Palestine, from Georgia, from ex-Yugoslavia. We heard different stories of how they, as a club culture, are coming together and spreading the fights for the values out in society. And now we will hear what is happening in Berlin regarding to this. Because even if the reality of the people that live in Palestine or in Georgia can be more edgy, let's say, than the reality of someone who lives in Berlin or in the rest of Europe, but because of the rise of the far right and because of this dangerous shift in culture that we see that could happen, also people that are living in Europe, in Berlin and in other countries in Europe, are actually again put in a position of feeling the emergency and the urgency to get together and to act. And so we are here with Rosa Rave and Rosa Rave, two members of Reclaim Club Culture, who have been working over the past years on this project, on how to bring together the different clubs and the different people attending to the different clubs and festivals around Berlin and Germany, to bring them together and bring them to the streets. So we will hear from them, how did this happen? What is the process that brought to the demonstration that we've seen? What is the history so far of this, shall we call it association? What is it? Maybe you explain
better.
Start.
Hello? Yeah. Okay. That works now. I want to have to make a first remark. Like, we are not members as Rosa Rave. We are the press speakers of Reclaim Club Culture in the moment. And for your question, Reclaim Club Culture is a network from festival organizers, club people who work in clubs, researchers, activists. Did I forget anyone? And Reclaim Club Culture was like founded 3 years ago, but in a very, in a way where they started to, where Reclaim Club Culture started to work in workshops, like asking people what is like the political dimension of our everyday culture. And then out of this, a lot of community work also, and workshops and going to festivals to build up like a network and a trust. There was this feeble, published Reclaim Your Club, where there are like contents about awareness and safer spaces in the clubs, the stage and booking policies, and like to reflect our own practice, like how to design, or like how to design a party, and how this could be a like a place where a lot of people, or like where emancipatory policy is like selbstverständlich. It's a common sense, yes. And then from that, there was the rise of the neo-fascist party, AfD, in Germany. And after the AfD was like member of the parliament, there were not really much protests on the streets in Berlin to that moment. And then the AfD called for action, or like for a demonstration, a big demonstration they wanted to achieve, but and they wanted to mobilize like Germany-wide, to that at the 27th of May last year, for this demonstration, they called for it. And then there was a big, like a network, who were like doing the counter protests, and Reclaim Club Culture was like the initiator of this AfD Wegbassen demonstration. And then it happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much I should go into the detail.
Go.
Or you want to ask something special?
So I wanted to know a bit about the booklet that you talked about, because you said that in this booklet you already put together all the information that you were gathering with workshops, like the work that you did before the demonstration. So if you can say something about the content of the booklet and what, because this is in a way the first thing that you created to put out in the world.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for this question. So the this booklet represents basically the self-reflection of people working in these spaces, networking with each other to reflect on the practices in these spaces, to try and aim to make these spaces more inclusive. We don't have an we don't want to idealize club culture. We think there is, there's a lot of possibility for violence, for really bad experience in clubs, of course, because it's a really special situation. So it's important to put the finger on this and to show what the people who work in these spaces have to reflect in order to make these spaces more safe. And I think it's important to present, we think it's important to present this work here also in this context, because actually to reflect on these topics and to network and to form affiliations in the club culture is the basis to be able to, for example, stage a protest, because there is a trust, there are topics, there's a clear stance against the neo-fascists. So this content is basically a representation of the politics that are completely against what the AfD wants, for example. So a knowledge production like this means to go public with like the process that we had, and is the foundation of activities, of workshops. And it goes on, actually. The knowledge production goes on, and after every workshop, new texts are produced, and this forms the foundation of a network like this.
And I would be curious to know, because which are the values that come out from a booklet like this? Because these are the values that are threatened by the spreading of the far-right value system. So which are specifically the kind of value that you are fighting, you propose to unite and to fight for?
Well, so basically we start really generally at the political and emancipatory potentials of club culture, so as possibly open and respectful, but also euphoric and transgressive spaces. So all these qualities are at the core, basically, of a club and rave culture. But of course, there are a lot of clubs where this is not the basis of the experience that the people have. So we want to reclaim this core of club culture and defend it against, not only the fascists, but also basically against capitalism. These are the values.
All right, we have our like big raver fan who's meticulously thought about this, giving us some approval. I love that sentence, a euphoric and transgressive experience in space. Can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit? Why that's important? Why are euphoric states and experiences important? Why are transgressive spaces important? How do we get people to see the value of these kinds of experiences?
So these are just really general terms that you can use other terms. These are really general terms to just bring a bit up the potentials of a club situation. So it's not about that we want now to say in clubs there's a better life, or at festivals there's a better life, and it's so nice. I mean, we were talking about the Feeble, the handbook before. We see a lot of problems with club culture, so we don't want to idealize it. And now to bring example of euphoria, well, happiness, joy is something to be fought for, and it's political. So that's what we want to say.
Yeah. All right. There was also another really good question before in the previous session, and I don't know if the guy who asked it is still here, but he asked about tourism and how tourism affects club culture in a place when people who are not from a city are in increasing numbers becoming part of the scene. And this, when this connection to the place doesn't exist, does it take away something from the scene, or is it an opportunity to broaden and enrich the scene? And I wonder, for Berlin specifically, what your thoughts on this are.
I think there are two dimensions, because we want to yeah, like a support, a club culture, which is really where a lot of people are like part of it, not as a just a consumer, more like to be an actor there. I can't see it for the big part of tourists coming to clubs, but of course we it's always like we live in a transnational world, and people are like welcome, of course. And then there's like also this second dimension that club culture is really for Berlin, for example, really an economic factor. This has this dimension, like there are more support from politics, so it's not like really, really endangered. But there's also gentrification, and especially in Berlin, it's like a really high rise of rents also for places to live, but also for the clubs are like getting lost.
So then again, we see the capitalist machinery and the gentrification that comes with it as probably the primary enemy to a thriving club culture, because it's just going to become homogenized and inaccessible to people, and clubs will die out. If I'm just thinking, if you, in case you're ranking challenges to overcome, I guess that would be one of the top ones. Or are there others?
So for us, it's interesting to not fight only for clubs, of course, but the fight for alternative spaces, for a bit non-commercial activistic spaces of solidarity. We can't isolate this from other struggles. And basically, Berlin is a laboratory for this. There's a lot of conflict around the urban space, around cultural spaces, and this is the big task to connect these struggles, because it's not only, of course, about music and feeling good, but there's the economic reality around us, and the only way we see is to connect these struggles that are taking place. So that's why we, when we think about tourism, we think about gentrification automatically, because it's connected. And then again, it's connected to the nightlife of the city, which we love and which is also problematic. So it's always connected.
There was a great moment. I was going to Ibse a few weeks ago. Josh Wink was playing. And this guy from Goa wanted to go into the club, and he said, "What's the party on tonight?" And the guy at the door then realized that he didn't know what the party was. So he said, you can't come in. And the guy answered, but how do I find out about the parties? So the bouncer replies, "Resident advisor." So the guy from Goa leaves, and he comes back 5 minutes later and says, "Hey, I went on Resident Advisor, and I saw that this party with Josh Wink is on tonight. Can I come in?" And the bouncer said, "No. I told you you can't come in. You have to come in for another party." And so then he goes into this explanation that he's from Goa and that he's visiting, and it's his last day, and he really wants to go to a club. And the bouncer replies, "We have this scene in Berlin where we like people to are informed who are coming to the party. So you have to kind of be informed, and then you can be allowed in. It's not a strict door policy. We just like people to know what they're going to." And so the guy from Goa replies, "We have the same in our underground scenes in Goa. I totally understand. I just didn't know what the website was here." And so the guy ends up letting him in and says, "Ah, okay, you understood the reason of this policy. You understand how this culture has evolved." And so my question is, I thought it was a great exchange, and I went to the bouncer and I was like, "I thought this was really good. You guys had a moment. You explained your point of view for the local scene. He shared his. This, do you see some evolution over the past 3 years in how the club culture scene has changed in Berlin? Is it becoming more inclusive? Is it becoming more expensive, inaccessible, less so? What direction is the culture going in, basically?"
Well, there are, of course, other strategies than just the knowledge, like who has the insider knowledge. There are also clubs that are really big clubs, like Menschmeier, a more radical club, and they have a much more open door policy. They let people in without them knowing everything about the cool DJ who's playing. They just try to find out if the person is aggressive, shows signs of having lost control and maybe having problems, generating problems in the field of awareness, so to say, attacking other people, and those people don't come in. So it's possible to have a really amazing party with an amazing door concept without asking the people who is the DJ, because now everybody can find this out online. It's much more important how the people are aware of their own behavior, of the boundaries of others, and there are better ways to find this out than to check if they are insiders, because insiders can be also assholes.
Absolutely. I love the posters that they have on the walls of the bathrooms in Menschmeier. It says, men are not allowed to walk around shirtless until women can walk around shirtless, and it's not going to be an issue in clubs. So, I mean, I love that there is this, like, there are signs and there's education that certain clubs do offer club goers. And so when you go in, maybe this is something you've never thought of. The club is feeding this information to you subtly, which I think is cool. Should we ask the damage of a burning question?
Well, I have one burning question. So also I wanted to mention something, because in our talks it came out that for Reclaim Club culture it's important to create this community trust, to really keep on with the work, and that it's not just the moment of the demonstration, but it's a work that continues also during normal everyday life, so that in the moment that an emergency happens, the movement is ready, and not to wait until the moment of emergency to get the people together. So can you speak a bit more about this, so that also you can inspire people from other countries into this way of creating the network?
I think you described it really good, like with the community moment, but I think it's really time also to act now, because like a lot of things are already going on, and I think a lot of people don't know or like are not aware which like structures are like attacked by neo-fascists, like which are really endangered from the more and more bigger capitalistic influences, for example, at the in the space, like the free spaces or the alternative spaces. And yeah, that's also something we want to share, that in a moment where the emergency really is not is coming up, it's too late to then gather your people. And so when AfD Wegbassen was like over, we did a lot of work also on the streets. We did organize other demonstrations, but we also worked a lot with other political groups to have these networks also not just in the club scene, more also to because also we were like positioned by a lot of groups and as a political actor afterwards.
I have one last thing.
I think to add to this basically would be that this is just one field where we push people to position themselves, because it's really last minute now, it's 5 to 12 to position yourself, everybody. So we use the connections we have in club culture to urge people to position themselves, to protest, to counter this attack on culture, but of course people have to do this in the spaces that they are in. If they are not club people, they have to do this in their other spaces, yeah. So this, the attack is general, so we have to counter this attack. That's the message.
I mean, this might be a little like gray territory. I don't know, but I think it's important. What happened with Sea-Watch in Menschmeyer with the police raid? Then I went to some of the solidarity events that happened after that. And it was really amazing to see how many groups came together in support of each other. It was, there were like, I don't know, 15, you were there. And it's interesting how alongside the far right, also our governments sometimes and our police force doesn't seem to be acting in the interest of openness or liberty or even justice. Has that been a tricky, difficult situation to deal with after that happened with Sea Watch in the scene?
I think for I can't speak for Menschmeyer right now, but I but I like thought that the people were very relaxed with this situation, or not relaxed, but like not, it's not too uncommon, because it's also, there was this attack, but I think they have the structures, or like to have the solidarity afterwards, so that's a really big issue. And there we can see that this solidarity, these networks are like working.
Yeah. Which is good. Good, the good news. All right, so we're, it's a short session and we're on time, but we have a break, so we can go a little bit over time. So I would ask for question time from the audience. People raising up, getting into position. What curious minds you all have. Or you're just completely spaced out at this point. And yeah, there you go. I just, as long as I hurl abuse at people for long enough, somebody's gonna be like, okay, we need to stop this man from talking. I'll ask a question.
I wonder if I don't know if it would be like good or not. Is it possible to organize a strike? Like, will a strike be beneficial or not?
A strike.
Can you explain more what you mean with the strike?
There is the economical aspect of the club culture. So will a strike be beneficial?
Like if clubs
yes.
If clubs go on strike. So if clubs yes, would yes, strike. Yeah.
As an anti-capitalist struggle, you mean? Okay, yeah, the problem is the spaces that we love and support, basically they don't have bosses that you can strike against. So it's collectives, so it doesn't work, the method of the strike. It's cooperatives, so there can't be a strike against the bosses.
But what about the big ones, not the non-cooperative ones? It is an interesting question, if clubs suddenly decided to shut down if somebody, you know, no more entertainment, people.
Yes. People should do this. Club workers have to fight for their rights, of course. Yes. Unionize, strike, everything.
No, I mean against the IFD. Will the strike affect the IFD?
Oh, like the strike. Yes? Are people going into delirium slowly, or do we have a question?
Like, is the, I don't know what your question was exactly. Is it that the strike is from like people working in a club towards the bosses or whoever runs the club? Or is the question what would happen if clubs would just close and there would be no club on a weekend in Berlin, for example?
I'm really enjoying this back and forth. Everybody should sit together. This is why I told you to sit together in the beginning.
Is to think about can a strike that affect the AFD? Like, I don't know if, like, in order to, like, generate awareness, or I don't, like, because the awareness is already there, but to think about a constellation of a strike that will benefit the struggle.
So we are not experts on all these things. We want to encourage people to do their own thing, and then we want to support different struggles being connected. So it's not an answer, a strike, yes or no. We believe in that there are multiplicity of forms of resistance, and that it's important to respect these various forms and then connect these struggles. So definitely yes.
You don't mean like a drone strike against the IFD? Because that's a different thing. Like a drone strike.
That's a good idea.
All right, yeah, you know, I'm
Can we say something
too?
Yes.
Hey. Hey, Rosa. I want to say first that for me and for other people I know that were like immigrants or people who are more marginalized in society, the anti-AFD event was really important, really made us feel like there was this huge tide of extreme right wing everywhere, and finding yourself in Germany, in Berlin, when this happened was quite nightmarish, and this was one of the events that made people feel that they're not alone, and that we're part of something big, that we're not alone, and that our culture that we celebrate could be used, you know, as a platform for, you know, equality, to fight, to make a stand against the right wing, all these ugly values over there in the other side with the flags. And I found it really strong because I was in the Love Parade years ago, and it really resembled the Love Parade, but with like strong and kind of clear messages. And that was like quite amazing, like, because all the things that, oh my God. And so first I want to say that was really significant event for quite a few people I know, and for myself as well, for how we feel in society in Germany. Because being in Germany, in Berlin, and seeing these things happening again, kind of that it's legit again to say these things, that was quite scary. So that was like a big kind of point where, okay, things can go the other way as well. So my question, actually, there's a question too. Will this be, did you think about making this a tradition, like making this like a radical love parade kind of thing that happens once a year? I don't know what it was. Yeah, I think it should happen like once in a while.
Thank you for this question. As we are a network which is really not a traditional political group, or like the organizing structure is not that we think in annual repetition of something. I think everything could happen, but there's nothing promised. And if you want to like have a big demonstration, perhaps it's also good to work on this, because from your perspective and with your network, you for sure have. We, like Reclaim Club Culture, is not it's a network, and not like that we, like it things happen, what people want to do there. It's not that we plan things a lot in advance.
So it sounds to me like you could organize this yourself and do it in conjunction with the participatory approach that Reclaim Club Culture does. All right, we're plotting a new love parade situation. Does anybody else? Also, welcoming statements of excitement. This is cool stuff. This is why we're here. I mean, this is why everybody else can just go and rave without talking about it, because we're here doing this work. And not that we're better, just that we're interested. And that's cool. Or again, you're just here to lay low because you think this is a massive eclipse tent. All right, great.
Yeah, eclipse is cool. Since 20 years already. But I just want to add to the question of the strike, whatever forms you use, I guess that's adding also to what Rosa just said. I think the only thing which works against what happens with or through the AfD, it's not only that the AfD are actors and then they do something or they leave it. It's more that they turn or shift the baseline of what is used or norm in this society. So by shifting that baseline, we are also addressed as individuals react to that. Basically saying, if now a racist normality is happening, we have to stand up against that every day, no matter what we are doing or no matter what our background is.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, these are the opinions that we need to voice. We need to voice these opinions more in public fora. And whatever the forum, the club is such a forum. The club is like the new agora, where people come to congregate and learn about each other and themselves. And a last comment, if anybody would have, or anything. I'm just giving the space for it. I will happily also comment last, because I like talking. But yeah, we got the fan. He wants to say something. Yes.
So I have one question. So some of the drivers of gentrification are the people that come to Berlin with well-paid jobs, and the people that crowd artists and club workers out of their apartments are the same ones that they're serving at the bar and dancing next to. Is there any way to address that? Have you seen anything work?
Were we able to hear the question?
No, me neither.
Huh? No?
Can you repeat it?
Can you come closer? Maybe into the, I think we're...
Sorry about that. So the people that are coming to Berlin with well-paid jobs and the ones that are crowding out club workers or DJs or artists from their apartments because of rising rents are the same ones that are coming to the clubs because this is one of the reasons they came. Is there any way to address that, to make them aware of that they're, you know, making the situation worse for the people that they came for?
I think it's not a... we can decide this question on a personal matter. It's like a political one. And then we have to address the system and not to ban somebody out of a club.
But I think it is also, you are creating the space for these conversations to happen. And as long as these conversations are happening, then I think people will be educated and hopefully politics can change. Woo, that was weird. Everything is amplified in a psychedelic way at this festival. I think we're good, unless you have any final remarks.
I have a last final remarks because we brought some of the Fibel in German and just photocopied. And also there is a scene which came out of research work in ZKU, Zentrum for Kunst, Art and, Art and Urbanistic in Berlin. And we have a few here, so if you want to get them, you get them for the material cost. And it's about basically the new right movements, spaces, and self-precarization. And yes, these are like the main focuses in this scene. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your work. Continue, and I really hope that this information will spread, and this will also be an inspiration for many other countries to join in the fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.